Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha once asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Have you ever faced a day more severe than the Battle of Uhud?" He began to explain, "Yes, O Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the day I invited a leader in Ta'if by the name of Ibn Abd Yalil to Islam, that day was more severe for me than the day in which the Battle of Uhud happened. He rejected my invitation and the residents of Ta'if threw stones at me. Now saddened by this, I began walking with my head lowered until I reached a place known as Qarn al-Thalib. When I raised my head, I saw a cloud shading me. Jibreel alayhi salam called out to me from it and said, 'Allah Azza wa Jal has heard the statement of your nation and their response. The angel of the mountain is now at your service to fulfill your command.' The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, 'The angel of the mountains greeted me with salam and submitted, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you wish for me to overturn the two mountains of Akhshabain, upon these disbelievers, I will do so.' Hearing this, subhanallah, the mercy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, 'No, instead I hope Allah Azza wa Jal will bring forth from their offspring such servants of His who will worship only Him and stay away from polytheism.'" The viewers of Madani channel, the entire sacred life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is filled with events of tolerance, mercy and compassion. No matter how much his nation went against him, he always prayed for their guidance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers, the important thing over here is we must follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pray five times a day, keep our fasts, especially the ones in Ramadan, give zakah, do hajj, and try our best to do every good deed that's possible. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.